Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Honey. How can I help you today?
Hey, honey. It's Boyd.
Oh, hi, Boyd.
How are you today? Or tonight, or whatever time it is there.
It's already 3 in the morning.
3 o'clock a.m.?
Yes, 3 o'clock a.m.
You are exactly 12 hours ahead or behind me. That's really...
Yes, around that time.
When do you sleep between calls?
No. No, we can't. Unfortunately, it's very busy always here. So, yeah, I can, when I take lunch, that's the time I actually try to sleep. So,
you seriously work like 23 and a half hours a day.
Oh, no. It's
I mean, you actually work 23. You work 23 and a half hours a day.
Well, that includes like mother duties and of course here at home. So, yeah.
Wow. I had a question for you.
Go ahead.
I was talking with another handyman that's somewhere about 2 hours west of me. So we're not converging on each other's territory. And he was giving me a bunch of ideas what to do with things. One of them is setting up my own AI platform to do my lead searching on Facebook and Nextdoor for me. The AI does it for me and just reports leads to me. So I broke out an old server and set it up, and I'm going to set up my own AI platform and do my own Facebook and Nextdoor and Craigslist searching so I don't have to spend hours scrolling on my phone. It's a pretty good idea. Gave me the idea of how to do it, and it's like, I think it actually can work. But he gave me another idea, a realtor's landing page for our website, so that if I call realtors and want to give them information on us and they want to find out about us, I can send them a link to a realtor's landing page on my website that would tell them everything they need to know. Is that something our website team can help us do, or do I basically have to do that myself?
So it's like when, for example, they are interested, so we will create like a landing page part on the website. So if they are interested, you give them the link and it takes them to your website, where the information there is like on that link. Is that what you mean?
And it's tailored. It's tailored for realtors.
Yes. I think we can go ahead and do that. But I would suggest like a collaboration team with our website team. In that way, we know exactly what you want us to go ahead and put on the landing page.
Okay. So that's something I'm going to have to get. That's something I'm going to use my AI to do then.
Yes,
give me an accurate description of what the content is, and then they'll know how to lay it out.
Yes.
Because right now I am targeting realtors, property managers, and independent insurance agents for claims. Those are my three top focuses on cold calling, because I'm still doing cold calls. So those are my three ideas to actually have landing pages for each of those industries. The rest of the people, they can just go to our regular website and see. But I want something specifically eye-grabbing for these different professions to look at and say, okay, this is what I needed to know. So he gave me that idea, and it's like he gave me the idea for realtors, but I want to take it steps further and go actually after property managers and insurance agents.
Yeah, so I think that's really something we can do.
So I guess what I can do, because my AI, I use ChatGPT. It knows my company inside and out. Because I've been asking it questions for over a year now. So it actually has a really good layout of how we work and what we do. And I'm sure it'll be nothing for me to be able to give you the verbiage or the words you need for the website. And then I'll let you guys figure out how to give it the structure it needs for the website. So that would be an idea. So how are we coming along with Google? We have, I think, 2 reviews. It's getting there. I think we have 2 so far. But I know we need a lot more. I'm trying. As we're finishing every job, I am calling back to the customer and asking them, I'm sending them the Google link to our review page.
The link.
And I'm asking them for the review. So as we finish jobs, We've got quite a few in progress right now, so it should be by the end of the month, we should have quite a few more reviews.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that, I'm sure that'll help us.
Yes, yes, certainly.
But I understand this is going to be, I understand this is going to be like, what, a 6 to 9 month process? Typically.
I'm sorry, could you kindly repeat that one? It's a?
That says, from what I understand, this is going to be like anywhere from a 6 to 9 month process till we get enough reviews and enough to get rankings done. It's not going to really start responding to us for like another 6 months or so. Is that about right?
Actually, that's about right, but sometimes it is a bit faster because it would really depend on the competition in your area as well. That's one of the factors. So if there's not really much competition, then it's easier for us to go ahead and rank you up. But getting reviews, uploading pictures from time to time really helps because when there's
really
activity, when there's really much activity on your Google profile, then Google really likes it when there's activity. So even if like we're just updating pictures, somebody sends you a review and then you reply to them. So those are factors that really help with the ranking.
Yeah, I got it. In fact, I got a review to Beth because Beth is one of our customers and she's promoting us. I mean, she's throwing our name out there to everybody.
Aww.
I've been onto a couple different posts and I'm going to post my information. And she's already posted, you know, hey, give Chris a call at home. Give Chris or Boyd a call at Orchestra Home Services. They do an amazing job. And it's like, she's posting for us on Facebook. And it's like,
oh, wow.
You go, Beth. You go, Beth. You know? So she's going to be one of our preferred clientele that when we go back to do work for her, of course, she's going to get a nice little discount on her work because of what she's doing for us. So
that really helps.
We need more people like her. And I have another guy out, and I got another guy that we answered in that off of Nextdoor.
Mm-hmm.
And he's out there blasting our name across Nextdoor.
Oh, wow.
He's like, well, Chris is doing here, and he's doing an amazing job, and he's, you know, he's been fair with his price, and everything's going well. We're still not finished with him. We're still in a month-long process of doing the repair because it was a big water damage job. And so we're still, I think we're finished. I really think we're finishing up with him this week. And he's promised us reviews and, of course, you know, stuff on Nextdoor. So it's like, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But I need the Googles.
Yeah.
Because I'm still, I mean, with an AI running 24/7 scanning for me, that cuts hours a day out of me having to search for leads. And all I got to do is respond because it's going to give me the exact Facebook group or Nextdoor post that was posted. And I'm going to go right to that post and be able to put in my response. So that's going to save me a lot of time, but I still want people calling me.
Yeah.
I want to be answering the phone instead of making calls.
Absolutely.
So
yeah. We'll continue to work on your account. I see there is one review, but I'm sure you'll be getting more and more reviews. Yes. If you have
some
clients.
I have to sit down one day and go through my Joist invoicing app and look up some of my old clients that I know we did good work for.
Mm-hmm.
And did we ever include a Better Business Bureau A+ rating icon on our page? Did we ever incorporate that?
Let me see.
Because we're a Better Business Bureau affiliate with an A+ rating. And I'm sure that would help us out quite a bit, too, when people come to our webpage.
Yeah, we could actually add that. Let me check your website.
That'd be awesome. Because so far, we received calls from property managers in New York City and Nashville, Tennessee, way out of our coverage area. And they found us on the Better Business Bureau webpage and called us above others for local, literally the jobs they sent us to were like 2-hour jobs each.
Mm-hmm.
We were in and out in 2 hours and it was like a $400 charge. So it was like, huh, boy, if we could get more property management companies like this that can throw these small jobs at us like this, we can go out there first thing in the morning, knock out a couple $100 and go on with the rest of our day. So, yeah, so our Better Business page has been helping us. We've had I think we had 34 page visits last month from different people. So it shows that we're being searched out on the Better Business Bureau. So that might help us if we can put that on our website that we are, you know, affiliated and have the rating we have. That might help us out a little bit too.
It's actually showing in one of the pictures. It does show that you are Better Business accredited.
Okay. Okay. Great. All right. That's probably one of our flyers.
Yes.
One of my digital flyers that I made. Yeah.
A+ rating. Yep. Yes, that's right.
Good. I didn't notice that. I really haven't really gone through my webpage too much. I'm more focused on other things right now. But I'm on his case about the pictures. Because I know he has a lot of pictures on his phone. He just doesn't take the time to send them to me. I'm half tempted with a lot of the local jobs he's going to. Like I've been getting him more and more work right around my house. Like he lives almost an hour away from me now. But recently I've been answering next door ads in my area and getting a lot of responses. And he's been getting a lot of jobs in my area. So I'm thinking at some point I myself might just go out there and start taking pictures. Like when he first goes to start, I'll start taking pictures of the, you know, the damage and everything. And then when he's halfway through it, I'll go take some in between pictures. And then when he's done, I'll go out and take the final pictures. And that way I know what I'm looking at and I know what I'm saying about the pictures, and they're going to get uploaded to our website, to Google, and to, I guess our next door profile and Yelp. Because also Yelp's been after me for advertising, and it's like, I really don't feel like paying for leads right now. I really don't want to. I don't want to pay somebody to give me leads. Although Yelp is like a business directory, I understand people are literally shopping for somebody to come do the work they need done. I still want to take it to round and win with you guys, because I feel what we're paying now is going to pay off much more in the future than paying for leads now. So, but I am going to keep my Yelp page updated as well. Or, wait a minute, do you do my Yelp page too? You do, don't you?
Let me see. We usually manage Yelp as well, but let me double check. Let me get the listings.
I actually think you do.
Yes, that's correct.
So you're basically one of my one-stop shops here, where I give you pictures and you're able to post them across Yelp, Facebook, and my website, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Holy crap, why didn't I think about this before? Now, you'll actually make the actual Facebook post with the pictures, won't you? I can do Facebook by myself. I could, but.
With Facebook, we actually do posting, like, for example, but that has to be, like, enabled. For example, we do posts on Google for you, right? So these are posts that we create for you on, let me check, more able. So I think we're doing 2 times a week. No, 4/11/18. For 11 days, so that's once a week posting. So if we have access to your Facebook account, we actually we also post.
You have access to my Yelp and my Google and my Facebook. So basically all I got to do is give you pictures and descriptions, and you do it all for me in a sense.
Yes, that is correct. So once you actually, when you upload it on your dashboard, it gets uploaded to all of your listings.
Oh, that's awesome. So I haven't uploaded any photos since the initial design when I first started, but is there a place for text as well, so that I'm actually describing the job where it is? Well, not so much where it is, but just basically saying this is another job done by us. And this was a water damage job, or this was a drywall job, or this was a painting job. Fantastic. So I really gotta, every time I mention pictures to him, I don't have the time. It's like, Seriously, Chris, if you just take the pictures and take an extra second to put that into a separate, create a separate folder and send me the whole folder, I have all the pictures separated for each sub, and it's like, I just wish I could get him to take the extra 10 minutes to do that for me, and he doesn't know how much of a world of difference that's going to do for us.
Yeah.
Is that definitely, it's going to, yeah, pictures are going to do a world of help for us because people are seeing what we do, what it looked like before and what it looked like after. It's going to help us out in a lot of ways.
Yes, because they actually don't know you, so the pictures will be your proof of your of the job or how you actually complete service. That's going to be their
way. I'll figure out. I just got to figure out a way saying, Chris, I need you for an hour Friday mornings, and we need to sit down, and you can airdrop me all these pictures. And I can make heads or tails of them if I have to and figure out. So I just got to get him to just take the extra time every now and then to take the pictures and put them in a certain place. And then I can probably put the pictures in AI and have AI make the description for me.
Yeah, I think that's possible too.
I do a lot of AI work now. I really do. Like I said, this machine that I, this server I have set up down in my office, what it's going to do for me, I mean, I'm going to initially set it up with Linux operating system, and I'm going to download a program called OpenClaw, and I'm going to teach it how to, I'm going to tell it how to go to my Facebook groups, my Nextdoor, and so on and so forth, and start scouring every post for what I need, and just search out keywords, and will sort relevant or irrelevant posts, so it'll only send me actually prospective leads, and that's working, and then while that's working, if I'm away from the computer or I'm at my other job, it's going to send me a notification on my phone that there's a post that hit. And then I can sit there. I can just take a second to step back in the stock room somewhere and just real quick type out my response and post it. And I'm usually going to be posting it within minutes of it appearing, which will put me a lot of times in the first place of responding to the post. And then I guess there's a, I guess in the future, as I get more in-depth with it, it'll actually start looking at trends of what areas or what even subdivisions or what, you know, what area town has the most call for repairs. And it'll start to hyper-focus on repairs in that area.
This area.
And it's all doing this for me. I'm just sitting back doing nothing, basically. And then I guess there's another program, because the guy I was talking to set up his machine back in January, he goes, every once in a while, the AI breaks down. And he said there's a program out there that'll automatically kick in and go basically repair the problem and get everything all started without him having to touch the keyboard. This boy, it's like, this is really wild. So this is going to be, this is going to be a big step for me. But if I can eventually start getting into basically feed it my photos and it does it for me. It sends it out to you for me that I don't have to do anything. I just have it send it to you. He even told me, he even told me that he can have it go out to YouTube and watch certain videos. And then it just gives him a short narrative of what it learned from the videos. So that he doesn't have to sit there an hour watching a video. It's like, that's cool too. It's like, so I'm stepping into a new area of advertising now. Pretty cool stuff.
It's true. Yeah, it's really amazing what things, you know, internet, computer, technology can actually do with that now. I mean,
my sister-in-law.
AI too.
Oh, I'm sure you do. Yeah, I have a sister-in-law that lives in San Antonio, Texas. And my daughter's wedding was this past Saturday, and they had come in for the wedding. And she was telling me that there's this one lake outside of San Antonio that used to be this gorgeous lake. And, you know, it was a good camping spot now. And she says now because they built an AI, they're putting AI server farms close by. All the water cooling they use for them has depleted all the water out of the lake. The lake is basically gone dry. And it's like, well, this isn't good. We're learning to depend on AI, but I never thought about where are they getting the water to cool down the servers. And that's what they're doing. They're depleting water resources by, you know, trying to cool down these computers. And it's like, that's not a good thing. So I guess eventually they're going to have to find a different way of cooling down these computers. But, yeah, that was a problem. She said, so the one lake has totally disappeared. That's like, the price you got to pay for technology. Yeah, so now they're paying super high water bills because their waters are coming, their water is coming from other places instead of from the reservoir. It's like, that isn't good. So, but I guess that's the downside to AI, that it's actually depleting water resources. But
yeah, there will always be like a downside.
Yep. But yeah, so I'm learning how to play with AI. And can you imagine if I can set this up in such a routine that I can actually, so to speak, sell my code to other people for their businesses? That'd be pretty cool. Set up a tutorial of how to do it and actually sell sell my programming to others. As long as it's not in my area. As long as it's not in my area. Because I don't want these same people using my program to scour the same ads I'm using. But, yeah, I just thoughts that crossed my mind. My actual college degree.
Idea.
I'm sorry?
That's actually a very nice idea.
I'm thinking.
People
and,
are really willing to pay, especially if it makes them, you know, if it makes things easier for them, they will pay.
Yep, and I have 2 degrees in computer programming that I got back in the 90s. Yeah, and I've never used them. I have never used my computer programming skills. Never had to use them.
Because I never
got a job.
Very high interest.
Yeah, nobody told me when I was taking computer programming that it's a very tough industry to get into and that you have to have years of experience to get a job. And it's like, oh, wait a second, if you need 20 years of experience to get a job, how am I supposed to get that 20 years of experience if you're not willing to hire me?
True.
So I had people, I got shut down everywhere I went to look for programming jobs. Oh, we don't need anybody that doesn't have this experience. It's like, I'm fresh out of college. How am I supposed to have the experience?
True.
So the nice thing about programming now is back then it was actual computer code. Now it's just plain English sentences. You tell exactly what you want to say, and it does it for you. And it's like, this is much cooler. This is a lot easier. So I've learned my way around ChatGPT that I usually get exactly what I'm looking for the first time. So it's helped me with scripts. It's helped me. It scoured the whole area for phone numbers for me and addresses. I don't have to bother, you know, I don't have to bother Googling one at a time. I'm now getting to throw me back like 30 to 40 different insurance agents in my area. And then I just tell it to make it a PDF and print it out. It's like, this is cool stuff. But I'm sorry, I talked you off. But yeah, I was just asking that question. If I get you the information I need to put on landing pages, you guys can get it up for me.
Yes.
That would be awesome.
Just prepare it and then call me here or text me. Then I'll arrange a call with you and the website team.
Awesome. I will be working on that maybe Friday morning because tomorrow's a work day at Sunny's. Okay. And then sometime this weekend, I actually got to sit down with this computer and actually get it hooked up and running so I can actually start because my brother's going to come over and take a look at it. And it's like, well, I may not have too much done by the time you come over to look at it, but he's the one that gave me the computer, so he wants to see what I'm doing. So I got to get working on that. So this will be something I'll be working on over the next week.
Okay.
And probably towards the middle of the week, I'll be giving you a call telling you that I'm ready to discuss this.
Okay. No problem. Just shoot me a text or call me here, okay?
No problem. I hope you have a great rest of your night and hopefully you get some sleep. Or are you actually an AI robot? Well, thank you, honey. You have a great night.
No problem. You too. Thanks, Boyd. Enjoy your day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.